SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is savoring his latest victory.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three. And we win it every time. We win the primary, we win the generals, we've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important.
Following his decisive win in Iowa, Mr. Trump is celebrating victory in the New Hampshire primary, but his lone challenger, Nikki Haley, is not bowing out.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
It took a write-in campaign for Joe Biden to win the Democrat primary in New Hampshire.
The president ignored New Hampshire and refused to campaign there in a dispute with the state over the Democrats' primary calendar. Mr. Biden picked South Carolina to go first. As a result, his name wasn't even on the New Hampshire ballot. But he easily beat two long-shot challengers, Congressman Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. As New Hampshire voted, Biden and Vice President Harris held a pro-abortion rally in Northern Virginia yesterday. The Trump defamation trial has been postponed for an additional day, now scheduled to resume tomorrow. A juror's illness forced adjournment of the trial on Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, a Russian military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three other people near the Ukraine border, was crashed. Apparently no survivors. The Russians accuse the Ukrainians of shooting down the plane. U.S. airstrikes have hit targets in Iraq. Several targets, the Pentagon says, are being used by the militia backed by Iran. Follows a recent attack on an Iraqi military base that injured some Americans. Wall Street, the Dow up 129. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not look for the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about one in five people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio is suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people and others to find shelter. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Abell. They allege that the rented church building in the small city of Bryan is violating the zoning ordinance, lacks proper kitchen and laundry facilities, has unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. This is SRN News. Just how lucrative is the trade in illicit drugs? Well, consider this. Colombia's Navy has captured another drug-smuggling submarine.
That 46-foot-long homemade craft carried some 800 kilos of cocaine, all of it in small packages about the size of bricks. They were stamped with scorpions or Mexican flags. A spokesman says last year, Colombia's Navy captured 10 narco submarines. Vast majority of the drugs were destined for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
Los Angeles County's annual count of homeless residents now underway. Up to 6,000 volunteers with the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority are fanning out to conduct the tally. The so-called point-in-time count will take place over the coming 3 days. More details at SRNNews.com.